There we go.
Okay. Good?
Yep.
Okay, I would like to start this meeting with a comment to my fellow commissioners. You know, I greatly appreciate and have gratitude to you guys for having confidence in me in terms of electing me as your chairman and leader. It's a role that I don't take lightly. We have been through some tough times, or times tougher than others in terms of this week. There's been some areas of duress. And to that regard, if I have at times come across as being perturbed or annoyed or impatient, I apologize for that. And I guess my pledge to you guys is I am going to strive to improve in those characters moving forward as being your chairman. So I thank you guys for the hard work you put in this week, the comments, and the decisions that we're going to have to make today and in the upcoming days. So thank you, and with that, we're going to move forward. We'll start off with Commissioner Bousman, I think, has some areas of concern with the general accounts or general fund reserves that we'd like to go over. I don't know what specifically, Joel, but if you would.
Mr. Chairman, I can't say I necessarily have any concerns. I just think it's our responsibility to have the clerk walk us through those accounts so we know what we're doing.
Okay.
And what's in each of those accounts and why they exist. So I'm looking at general accounts. It gives a better gives us a better idea how the county operates.
Sure.
Some of them are self-explanatory.
901.
Yes, I got that. Here we go. Way back.
We're way in the back.
Way in the back. It's the last four or five pages, I believe.
Page 50 it starts. And then there may be some of the others we haven't looked at yet. I'm not even sure. What we still got to look at.
Let's start with the general accounts. If everybody's got them.
What page?
50 on the one I've got.
What page?
It'll be general accounts.
No.
Old black letters.
Yeah, it's going to be very towards, last thing towards the end.
Okay, I'm a little confused. Are we going to the one that says financial administration?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, page, we have
right there. Page 50 in it. Well, you didn't have the page.
You don't have the shorter thing, Matt? The one that we were given?
Yeah, it's over here, but I'll stay with this one.
Okay. Does it say 901?
901, yes.
Yeah. The only difference with this one, Matt, because it has Carrie's recommendations.
Yeah.
Right, and what mine has is that I've got my notes that this section was up or down.
Good.
Everybody files differently.
Yeah.
And some of these we've already, some of them we have already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
What was your comment about the yesterday when we were talking, I can't remember the one about the sausage.
Oh.
I forgot already. My comment
always said,
really
it's all right to get married for a little sausage, but make sure he brings home the bacon.
Why he? Why not she?
I've got to re-put that in my to-do list.
Grandma was full of a lot of very practical wisdom.
One of mine was too, but she was a whole lot more salty.
Okay, 50, financial administration. That's one that Mary kept funded for anything that we needed in the county to administer the finances.
So, what's some examples of that that's in there?
Spent in there? I have been paying some bills from there for getting the girls certified as human resource people. That was something as directed by the commission, and that's where that's coming out, since it's going to benefit the whole county.
When you pay payroll and you withhold Social Security, Medicare, income tax, and you have to deposit that, what account does that go into?
That is 90118, the very next one.
FICA, insurance, and retirement. That includes all of that stuff.
It also includes the medical that we pay for the employees.
Okay.
Because we pay up to $110,000 for everyone's medical, and then after that, there's a stop-loss insurance that covers past that.
Right, because it's partially self-funded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And year-to-date, we've spent $5,354,451. So we've got about $900,000 left in there, which should easily get us through one more payroll. I didn't feel the need to increase that account, even though we're adding a couple other full-time employees. It should cover it. The next one is the county officer's expense. That one is where we pay motel lodging whenever an elected official goes on a trip. We also pay some of the dues out of there that they have that come up. Mary said that at the last meeting that we've only paid when on meals and mileage, that it was only what was in the commissioner's budget was only the county running around doing business. But I have always, if it says meals and mileage, I charge it to the commissioner budget, because I really don't have a way of knowing if you're going to a meeting or a convention or following up. So on your voucher, if it says meals and mileage, it comes out of your commissioner budget. And on any of these, if you want to see where the money's gone year to date, I can pull that up too.
Excuse me, Carrie, uh-huh. Can you get that up on the screen?
Oh, I thought it was. Wasn't it there a minute ago?
No.
I have the sheet, but my sheet doesn't have your recommendations on it, so.
Oh. The spreadsheet was up there a while ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
There was something up there at one time.
No signal.
Okay, maybe not.
There's something.
Sorry, thank you. I thought you were viewing. Okay, so let's see here. That's the 901-150. Do you want to look at any of the invoices?
No, not in particular, unless somebody else does.
No.
I just want to get an understanding of what's in these, so if we get asked, we have some idea where we're spending our money. I guess on the one question on the financial administration, we've only spent 36 mm-hmm. out of the 100. Would lead us to wonder, do we need to keep funding that at that? Is there a reason we should keep funding it at that level?
That's just one that's there in case some emergency comes up.
Okay.
I would recommend leaving it like that. The county officer's expense, we're at 37. I don't think we'll go over 45. Printing and publication, that's the Xerox bills and the paper that all the county uses.
Wow.
We're at 76, so we should be okay there. Postage, we run all of the postage through district court. They have a postage machine up there. And we prepay the meter, and then as we use it up, we order more postage. Pretty close on that one. Next one is the sublet center. Their year-to-date expense was $420, and that's what their budget was, and we've paid them all of that. We pay them monthly, not two big checks.
So do we need to comment on that moving forward? You got recommended $420.
Well, do you want to, are we going to go through most of the line items that aren't the same at some point, or is this the time when we're going to be changing things?
It's however you want to handle it. Since you're going through the general fund, how do you guys want to do it? I mean,
I think we're here.
We might as well
take care of it and have that discussion.
Okay. That would be my thought, rather than go through all of this and then have to come back and go through those.
Because you can adjust that right here.
And on then, the spreadsheet.
On the spreadsheet, mm-hmm. And then you'll have it.
And then
it.
You can punch a button, get a tally, and go from there.
It's not quite that easy, but yeah.
Well. In my mind,
the spreadsheet will talk to YCATS, but I have to create another spreadsheet to make it do that.
Okay. So from my position, I would I'm in favor of allowing them to have that increase. Which would put them up at $480,000. I don't know about you guys.
And that'd be the $5,000 a month increase.
Yes.
So my position on that is 60. Also the same. I don't mind bumping it up to that $40,000 a month because of the services that they provide for the community. And I would like to discuss some of their other requests. There's one on there that seems reasonable.
Is that the time to do it? I mean, we can.
I don't. I'm just kind
well,
of.
Well, let's go ahead and get it out because we'll have the sublet center done.
Yeah. It's got to be done by pizza time, though.
Yeah. Does
anybody have that list in front for the request?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I had a phone call last night about those requests. So
excuse me for a moment just so I can make some changes on my sheet here. That 2019-20 recommended here at 420, we're going to bump to 480 did.
Well, that's what we're asking. We're talking about that. I'm in favor of it. Tom said
right.
I'm in favor of it.
And so would I be, because it is a service that's critical, I think. Also, to some of the rest of us as we approach that age.
Has anybody got any heartburn on that?
No, I don't. Not okay, on so that one.
That'd be something, Carrie, you could reflect, realizing that total decisions aren't made. That's just a discussion.
Yes.
But let's talk about some of the other budget requests. Beck, do you have any?
I just have one.
Okay.
And
well, Tom had one too, but it may be the same one. I don't know.
The budget requests all are here are things that have to do with the building, have to do with moving forward. We're not sure what's going to happen there with if there is a joint. They're coming together as a group, whether they tear the building down or they renovate it or whatever. We don't know what's going to happen. What we do know is they're in trouble with their snow removal equipment.
So that's the same page I'm on.
Yep. They would like to have a new piece of equipment to take care of their snow. I talked to Billy this morning, and the county picks up all of the snow that's been put in a pile, but this county does not plow the sidewalks and the parking lots and stuff like that. So they're asking for
the number on that.
Well, it's $39,000. I have absolutely no idea what that would cost.
Currently, they have a little John Deere tractor they use with the snow blower.
Right.
And as they said, I'm sure it's wore out.
Yeah.
It's been there forever.
So along those lines. And I don't even know what they cost. But Bobcat makes a unit that has several.
You're jumping way into the 100,000 range then.
Is it that much?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I see where you're going, but it also includes an operator. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. I didn't know. I just
I've
seen them.
And you can get a smaller Bobcat, yes you can, but by the time you buy the attachment and all that, you will be pushing the 100,000. And a little John Deere tractor was I think 39 is reasonable. And that's what they asked for.
Is that what it is? That's the whole thing with the
I'm assuming some of that just from my back knowledge.
Yeah, see, we're talking about like with the loader.
It'll be a little John Deere tractor with a snowblower on the back and a little plow on the front. I believe that's what they currently use.
Yeah, the main concern is trying to get the snow away from that building when mm-hmm. it comes out.
Yes. Yeah.
So now, this is me assuming this tractor isn't for that.
Okay.
This tractor's for their sidewalks and their parking areas and their stuff like that. The snow around the building, I've seen them in the past years go in with heavy equipment and backhoes and pull it away so it's not melting and running under the walls, which then requires another expense because their lawn takes a beating from the track, heavy equipment being on it, and all shrubbery and all the gardening around the building. So I've seen that done in the past. But more than usual, they don't do that.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the issue with the building, and the big picture is so it's built too low.
Yeah. So you're thinking the request for the snow removing equipment, tractor, whatever, is reasonable.
And I do also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree with you because the other requests have to do with that building. And,
and
we don't know.
And we're not going there right now.
And I think just as a thing to Holly. I think we would all support the building issue, but we don't know where they're going with the merger, and if it comes back to us that that's a must and things go a different path, we can always look at that later in the year. But this is not us saying no, it's just we need to see what their plan is, and we don't want to put money into something that's possibly going to change in the relative near future.
Well, whether we're involved or we're not involved, the snow's coming, and they need help at the settlement center for the snow.
So are they going to trade the one in they got, or do you have any idea?
I would assume, but I don't know.
So my thoughts are, is we get the maintenance man that does the snow with Billy, because I think we would get a better price if we ran it through the county. I don't know, but who knows?
I think that's a stretch myself because that's a private entity. I mean,
I'm talking about.
They're in charge.
No, I don't mean. I'm just saying.
To help them buy it or purchase it.
Well, give them the right. You know, here's where you need to go. Not run the money or anything else through that.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, just get
some
direction.
Absolutely.
Use county leverage too.
Absolutely. Have Billy make a phone call to help out and say, these guys are coming for a deal here. This is what he wants. Because I sure don't know.
I'll leave that up to you.
Are you in favor of that too, Doug?
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Joe?
I'm okay.
I would give him that option.
So sure. The 480 plus 39?
Yes.
Or just say 40.
Oh,
yeah, 40. Just round it off to 40.
Oh, okay.
I have a question before we go any further. Why everybody's telephone bill is just astronomical.
It is awful. We have a company that's helping us look at all the lines, and they made some recommendations. It's hard to tell what lines are actually used. Some of them are an analog line that aren't supposed to be used anymore. Mm-hmm. So we disconnected those, and it disconnected the sheriff and district court fax. So... Yes.
I'll add to that from what little experience and knowledge that we did during broadband is we're paying for broadband services through these lines also.
So which we're not getting?
That we're not getting. And then when, in fact, Mary looked into it, when you try to call CenturyLink and say, hey, what's our broadband service here? What is it?
I remember that conversation.
And they couldn't tell you. They didn't know. So we're paying exorbitant amounts of fees for broadband that we're not getting, and so is the medical clinics, so is the sublet center, and that's all.
CenturyLink has been hesitant to respond and do
they
anything
don't
about
yes, what right. one hand's doing and the other one isn't.
It's
we have accounts with them that's, and I believe Matt Gaffney is also working on that to try and get mm-hmm. it right now.
Okay.
So that's another, hopefully, positive benefit to union companies that'll give us a second choice. For broadband.
So this post sublet center is now 520. Is that what I saw?
Yes.
All these changes in
the record. So back to the snow removal equipment. Are we putting a cap on that anywhere or not? Or
yeah, 40,000.
At 40?
Yeah, they're on their own anything over that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they asked for. That's what we give them. That's mm-hmm. what.
So hopefully, whoever that maintenance guy is, he's looked at it, and that's, you know, I don't
well,
know.
Well, sure.
You would hope.
Yeah, you would hope. Yeah.
So in August, after we've approved the budget and I send them their monthly check, I'll include the $40,000 for their equipment, or do we want to wait until they buy it and reimburse it?
Well,
second.
That's a good thing, as you brought out, you make budget for something and spend it on something else. I don't have a problem. Well, I think the preference would be let them buy it, we'll reimburse it, not to exceed
40,000.
Okay. Well, anything over 40,000 is on them.
That's what I mean.
Sure.
Yeah, not the yeah. high part. Okay, see,
yeah.
Good. That way we know we're getting up.
We know we got what we budgeted.
What they asked, yeah, we budgeted for it.
Okay, telephone, we already talked about that. And that's about what it takes to pay the bills. Hoback Ranch's grant match. Oh, let me go back to this other. Well, that's okay. That is what we have to pay, and then we'll get some of it back. It's the grant and the match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll get it back.
Some of it.
Minus the 25%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 140
was mm-hmm. close to 140.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what we've spent in there so far, we should be getting back. I submitted the grant. That's the $20,000 for the grant writer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Transfer station building. That was Billy's request, and are we going to talk about that?
Well, yeah, my thought on that, and I've got some other thoughts in terms of line items for this, but with the way our budget's going, and I think Billy is okay with this. He mentioned that yesterday. I think personally you ought to approve the concrete portion of it, defer the building to next year's budget, which would, based on what Billy said, that it might be half of this or $650,000. That would be my thought if you guys agree.
So without a building on the concrete, is that going to explain this one to me?
Okay, the concrete.
No, I understand what the costs there were, but with the concrete in place, will they still be able to utilize it
as a facility?
Yeah,
it'll be better when it's covered, but there's no problem with going forward and using it. And I'm just going by what Billy said. I think his estimate it was concrete would be half of that project.
About that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would suggest we cut that one down to $650,000.
Okay.
So we just save some money.
So just cut it in half? Is that what you're recommending?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the CPA audit is the same as last year. Something that we're required to do. We pay the, I'm not sure what group it was.
I don't remember their name either.
Clint's proposal.
The Historic Preservation Board.
Okay, yeah. Historic Preservation Board. This line item says grant because this was where it originally started coming out of. There was a grant at one time.
Can I be excused a minute? I just need to take this quick phone call.
Okay.
Yep. Terry, would you mind backing up just a moment on that explanation, please?
This originally started as a grant, and then, from what I understand, the commissioners decided to continue funding it. But that's why it's called a grant. It just came out of that same line item year after year.
So this is the one that Helena Haggard used, in my mind, to do her...
Mm-hmm.
restoration of all the old homesteads and all that.
And that project was complete.
Yeah, that one's
done.
Complete. So I don't know if they have any new current projects going on or what
Well, that's what Clint Gilchrist came and talked
I
about.
I do remember, but I don't remember what the end result was there.
Well, they're asking, they're saying that they originally asked for 18,000 total last year.
That's right.
And that, but they didn't know how to ask for it, and it came across as they thought they had carryover money, and they don't. They're not like a board. So when it's gone, it's gone. But their budget request was, let's see here.
It was, oh, there's that.
Yeah, it was, they're asking for 18,000. Their projects don't total that, I don't think.
It was about half or a third.
Yeah.
Talking
so
about the
that's
historic preservation.
Yeah.
Can you recall that conversation? We can go back to the paperwork.
No, I recall the conversation.
They didn't ever use the.
That's right. That's what it was, and they were.
They were just leaving it because they were leaving it. So
yeah.
It's up to us.
Yeah.
So they've only spent $1,600 this year.
And I would be fine with going to half the 18 if they.
What they got last year, the 8,056.
Yeah.
Just leave it at
but
that.
I don't. I mean, do you guys recall that? I. Clearly.
Remember, they have some national register
right.
Work that they're going to be doing. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think there was indications that they may be spending more money than they have in the past.
So let's look at it like this: they're always a really frugal group. They don't spend what we give them; they always return it.
Yeah, and it comes back to us. So I have no problem leaving the request where it
there.
Is.
Like,
so the 8,000
or 9,000.
Put it at 9,000.
Just make it 9 even.
Well, their request was 18.
No, the.
They're
yeah.
Go ahead.
They spent almost 9,000 last year.
They spent
no,
1,600.
1,600 is, yeah, year to date. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what do you want me to make it?
I think we better close the paper. Profits halfway. There's $5,500 for their national registry support. Sponsor and training is almost 2,000.
Is it after the seniors?
It's before.
Here, it is.
Share.
If you look at their projects, and that was it, because they didn't know if they were going to be able to get to those projects.
Right.
But
yeah.
Counting in that, you know, that's what it comes up to. I think they're leaving it at 18.
Change it to 18?
Or leave? Yeah, change it.
Well, on our spreadsheet that you have in front of you, it is 18.
Well, that's not what was recommended. That's what was requested.
Oh. Yeah, they requested 18.
Yeah. I was towing the line.
Yes, yeah, I get it.
Well, but if you look at what, and they won't, they're frugal if they don't need to spend it. The major portion, that over half of it, is going to be for projects. And Clint said, you know, that's if we get to everything, which I think we ought to give them that allowance if they do. And if they don't, they're going to return the money to the budget.
So 18?
18.
Citizens, and then after that is Pinedale Senior Citizens. I left them both the same. I know Big Piney was wanting $1,000 more. Pinedale was thinking they might use $3,000 if you were inclined. So. Tell me what to do.
Boss, gentlemen.
Well, the request from both of them was almost the same.
Yeah.
And they kind of justified all the things that they were doing for our seniors. So I would have no problems giving them each $2,000
more
than what they rather than keep it static, say $2,000 more for each one of those.
So we're giving one of them more than they even requested.
Yeah, but he said yesterday, when Paul said yesterday, this is our request, but we could really use $3,000.
We can, yeah, right. And
you know, he didn't put it in there, but he flat out said we could use $3,000 more.
Right. And Joan,
I agree with Mac.
Joan said the same thing. Yeah. You know, her budget was the same, well, but we would like to have $2,000 more.
If there's the one big part here, sir. Oh, okay.
I don't mind Mac's approach. Give me $2,001, call it good.
I'm good with that.
Well,
go ahead.
So my question would be, if we incrementally increase one here, one there, one there, it's kind of like the bucket, you put a drop in the bucket, and eventually the drops fill the bucket, and then where do you go? And I mean, I'm not against senior citizens, obviously, but incrementally, as we go forward, and we've already been discussing with how much ahead of last year?
Well, on request.
The thing about it is at some point in time we have to make a decision. Then, when we're at the end, we may have to go back and say, you know what, we got to go back and take that $4,000 away.
No, I understand that, Matt, but theoretically, that's what we'll do. Realistically, that's not what we'll do.
Well, if you get to the end and everybody has heartburn, realistically, we will. But if there's no heartburn.
But you're not going to pull it out of there, $2,000 out of senior citizens. No.
We'll go to more bigger items. And
at least I don't believe we will.
So that's. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem adding two more drops.
See, this is something we've never done before, Doug.
Okay, so look
no,
at
I
this.
I understand that, but here again, they're requesting X. And oh, by the way, yeah, if you happen to add a little, that'd be okay too. I understand that.
Well, Piney did request X.
I realize right. that, but yeah. Pinedale didn't.
Right.
They did verbally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They did verbally.
Well,
I
sure
understand
they did.
That, but it wasn't.
Well, like.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
It was give these $200,000 and give them all kinds of money. Everybody would be happy with us.
Okay,
but going back to this discussion, I'm sorry, I have to say this. Doug, this is something we as county commissioners have never done. We have never had this discussion. Ever. This discussion was made for us. Do you understand?
Yes,
that's okay. So this is what we are getting now into the weeds of the budget where we have never been before as individual county commissioners. This was just put on a sheet for us and we went through the budget and this is the way it went. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
I want to go back to your bucket analogy. Doc just shot a giant hole in it with the removal of half of the dump thing.
Okay. So
we just took $600,000 out of it.
So this is the summary page right here on the spreadsheet. Mac asked me to add a column of the difference between the current budget and what I'm recommending. Okay? So here's the clerk recommended, here's the last year budget, and this is the difference. And that's where I took your car reserve out, by the way. So because all the reserves went away. So now, we were at 500,000 over. Now we're at 50,000 because we took out the dump station upgrade.
Okay, now.
Okay, so as we go through here and we make these changes, we can see where we are.
Let's just, let me take this opportunity to jump ahead so we can remove more from the plus side of the budget so we can take into better consideration some of these requests in terms of how the total budget looks. We've already taken $650,000 out from the transfer station project. I talked with Billy Pape last night. I talked to him about his priorities in terms of his projects. I talked to him in terms of how he felt about the South Boulder Road. I talked to him about any heartburn he had over it. Billy is in total agreement that although that road needs to be done within the next year or two, he's quite comfortable with it not being any significant maintenance problem this year, and he's quite willing to defer that project till next year, okay, which I appreciate doing. Now, doing that, my recommendation is to follow that, remove that project from the project list this year. Thereby, we just cut another $1.5 million out.
That one got added yesterday, and it's not in my numbers.
Well, but it would be, it's not in it, but it would be added to it.
Right, right.
So, what I'm saying is,
right,
that's $1.5 million less that we're going to add to it.
Right.
I realize that we just added $100,000 actually for the Sublet Center. I realize that we just took away $650,000 from the other project. We, based on what you recommended, we just added $10,000 to the historic board. I'm just bringing that out in terms of perspective because, you know, I appreciate those efforts moving forward to try to help with the overall amount of this budget. Now, it may not have been in there much in terms of what you had, but it was going to be in there in terms of what was going to be requested. Mm-hmm. So I want to bring that out now as we go through these things because I hope we're going to be making more of an impact on it.
Well, and then some of the departments I had cut and you guys put back, so we're going to... That's going to increase there, but I just wanted Doug to know we can see how much the bucket's weighing. There's a mechanism to know that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Kat?
I just wanted to ask a couple of questions so that I have this clarified for me. So, when you have what the proposed budget was from last year, that does or does not include those reserve accounts?
It does.
It does. Okay. So, and then what you're actually looking at is your plus or minus there is this proposed budget from last year's proposed budget, not actual spending.
No.
And you're at, right?
No. The plus or minus is last year's actual budget minus my recommendation.
That's last year's actual.
Yes.
Oh,
the budget
actual budget, but not spending.
Right.
Okay, and but you are expecting that how much was underspent from the budgets,
right?
You know,
yeah,
which
and
could
I,
be substantial.
Oh yeah, and I think it should be in the $7-8 million range. Like I said, we have spent $31.4 million at the end of April, compared to a budget of $47.3 million.
But just know that the departments do a big chunk of their spending in June when they see what's left.
I understand, but we go through that every year, and you know, last year we were able to carry over $9.6 million or whatever. So I'm optimistically looking at the fact that we should be in a $7-8 million carryover range. I hope.
Thank you.
So, senior citizens, what are we? Tom, you had said that, I had said that, Mac had said that. Are we okay with just? And I understand Doug's concerns about the bucket, but.
Well, let's leave it like we're suggesting for now and see where we're at.
Exactly.
See where we go at the end.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the SAFE Task Force, theirs is. We do fund them. There's also some TANF money in there as well. So theirs is just the same as it was last year. Ready for Workforce. That is a little project that interns come in and work in various departments. We're part of a cooperative that helps pay this. I think BOCES pay some of it, and there's some more money that comes from somewhere else. But the intern will work in the county attorney's office, in the district court, the treasurer's office. They didn't work in our office last year because we were in the middle of an election. We didn't have time to deal with them. But It's just a little thing that we participate in. Okay?
So what does the money go for? To pay them the salary?
Yeah.
Is it intern?
During the summer. Okay. Yeah.
And then the 4-H after school program is something that we're going to have to deal with at some point. This is grant money that Robin Chamber collected for 4-H that she put in the care of the county because she really didn't have another place to put it and access it readily. So it got put in a general fund, and then the 4-H after school program changed from the extension office to BOCES, is what I understand. And now there's no way to access that money. So Robin's sent a couple of vouchers and explanations. I am comfortable with turning the money over to the State 4-H Foundation where they can disperse it out. But that's a discussion we need to have and have them come and talk to us about that.
Back to that other issue.
Mm-hmm. So
can you remind us when they're here about that one?
They've been invited.
No. This can't go to the extension office.
Right.
This money was specifically for the after-school program, and now the extension office is not in charge of the after-school program. So we need to figure out a way to get it where it needs to go.
So how do you do
but
that?
But it could go to the foundation, is that what you're saying?
Robin, and that was Robin's thought. Mary wasn't comfortable with the paper trail, but I've been visiting with Robin, and she feels like she can come up with a letter from someone that will help tie the ends together. So that's something we need to look at in the future, and then that account will just go away. It's not something that gets... It's just money that's there that's not ours.
Yeah, we didn't fund it.
It's just sitting in ours.
Oh, okay. That has, it's we didn't fund that money. It's pass through money.
Right.
Okay.
And there's another one that will come to that's like that too.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. The SIRS funded at $4,200,000. We've spent $300,000 this year, so that puts us right at the $4.5 million that it's going to cost. So I think that should be good.
And what's that again?
That's the Harris Radio project.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Office rent. Okay, go ahead.
I want to talk about the SRS program. $4.2 million. If you recall, the Harris bid come in two pieces. We did the towers ourselves, or they added it to their bid. And if you recall, we stripped the towers out and chose the county would be the people in charge of that end of it. So does the 4.2 cover the Harris bills and the towers, or just the Harris bills?
I have no idea. I've not been part of any
so
conversation.
That's a question I'd have to ask Shad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that number we may need to address, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, because that...
you remember
yeah,
that
with the tower thing and... With
the tower thing and how it's a green side.
The green tower and there's going to be some added costs.
Are those all coming out of that line item? If they are, we need to understand how much that number
well,
is.
Well, can you talk to Shad and try to get that back to us?
Okay.
Okay. Office rent is... I've never understood this, but it's the way it goes. And there must be a contract somewhere, but the public defender, which is now Rachel Wexler, gives us a voucher every month to offset her office rent, and we pay her $1,000.
Do we have a contract?
I don't know. I have not been able to find one, but
is that something Matt can look at? Or have, well, I don't know where you look for it. But
can we get one figured out?
You would think we'd want a contract.
MOU or something.
And I don't know if it has some kind of...
I recall this, yes, from last year.
Yeah, if it has some kind of agreement with the state,
yes,
in the with the public defender.
We're required to furnish a public defender.
An office space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway, that's that one. Workers' compensation is... That's based on a percentage of all our workers, and our year-to-date is, let's see here, Right now, we're at 196. And we'll pay two more, about $20,000, $23,000 payments.
Well, that's a set payment, and I understand that goes up every year depending on how much
accidents. It doesn't really change too much. Let me pull up.
I guess I'm just questioning his budget quite a bit more than we're paying.
Yeah, we could probably shave some off of there. 655. Let's look at where what our monthly payment is.
Shave off 50, maybe.
Yeah. I think that could be done properly.
Well, it looks like it.
I don't want to sound like, but where's
so
administrative?
On the state. I send you a bill based on the employees.
So it can't change your money?
Well, it can change if your usage goes way up. If you have a lot more accidents and claims, it'll go up the following year.
Mm-hmm. And there's some things, let's see here. Let's see. Yeah, we're about $15,000, $16,000 a month.
So we'd have cushion if we cut $50,000 out of that. Mm-hmm. That'd be my thought.
Find that.
50 off of that?
Yes.
That's workman's comp?
Mm-hmm. So change it to
$300,000?
Okay.
Better pull
more
water in.
Water in the bucket.
Yeah, it's leaking.
I didn't say a word, Doug.
I know you didn't.
I'm just right here. I'm with you, Doug.
The hate mail is going to
I'm with you, Doug.
This way,
Doug. I'm with you.
Yeah, let's get to spending some money, my God.
Okay, unemployment. That we've been lucky on this year. We've only spent $5,000, but
yeah, that one's unpredictable.
It is, because we don't pay unemployment insurance, so if someone files for unemployment, we have to pay it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Even if they're fired.
How come we don't pay unemployment insurance? Cost more?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to leave that in there, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
The preschool, now we're down to the preschool grant. They were asking for 35.
What about? Okay.
Yeah, we're down.
We've got those two that we're not funding anymore.
Those two have to stay in there for 3 years, because we have that 17-18 comparison. So you can't take those out. Those numbers would be skewed on what was in your budget estimation report. Mm-hmm. So we have to go back, have to keep something in our chart of accounts for 3 years, whether we
use it or not.
Right, right.
Okay.
I have a question here with the WPLI, which that's kind of gone by the wayside. But, Joel, your project that you've been thinking about, where do we put that in a line item?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Yeah, I mean,
it's not going to be
you
there.
Can't just,
it wouldn't be there.
No.
Well, no, I understand that. Yeah. But that was, it brought to my head. Where does it go?
Carrie, for my information, wouldn't we have a line item that's been stagnant for so long? Wouldn't we be ahead just to get it out of there?
Well, she just said you got to keep it in there for 3 years.
Oh.
To use the expenses.
Sure.
Okay.
But after that 3-year term, if it don't say the statement,
trust me, there's a lot you don't see that's gone away.
Okay. Yeah, so next year, we'll be able to not see it.
So we're on the preschool. And after listening to them yesterday and comparing them with the Learning Center and the Discovery Center, their request 35. The last year it was 42, which was a one-time thing.
What is the playground thing?
I'd like to hold them at 40.
I don't have a problem with that because I know where we're going. I mean, but we're going to need to look at in the future. I think we're going to need to look at equity services, so much per child, and to me there seems to be
a huge
significant disparity between what we're doing with the Discovery Center for a similar number of kids or whatever, based on their presentation, based on their needs, based on their work. I agree with Tom, I don't have any problem putting them at 40.
And I think at some point, and this is fine if Holly prints this, is we need, we need to look at this as a number that we pay to their enrollment. So each one's being shared on an equal basis rather than just a willy-nilly number that they request.
Well, I think that's going to be a discussion that's going to be coming forward in the next year.
And that's what I'm saying. So if Holly prints that, it will come.
Well, but
so you're thinking so much per student based on
more so like we did with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's working well in my mind.
Because I think there is a big difference in these groups and what they charge for tuition.
So from my understanding, there is. And also,
we need to look at that.
We need to understand. We have a, we've kind of just overlooked this for years, and we need to come in on a better way to.
Well, part of that discussion is going to be very much on the future radar in terms of having that. We need to come together with that. But for the purposes of budget, based on your comments, I agree with you. I don't think there's any problem with that. But I need to hear from you guys if you're willing to put water in the bucket.
I'm just trying to have some fun here. I saw
a great big bucket. I should have brought it in here. I don't have an issue with that. I thought the presentation
water in the bucket.
I thought the presentation that Bundell Preschool gave was first class. I mean, it just led us right through everything they do, and a lot of it was educational based, I guess is the term I'm going to use. And I had a feeling that not having children in that preschool, that they might have had a little bit of an advantage, the kids coming out of there going into the next phase of their education, then maybe the other two at that point in time. So no, I don't have an issue at all with that. I can let the bucket take that drop, I guess.
Thank you. we'll drain it later.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay, the next one, the food closet was requesting no money, so they.
I'll go with that.
Yep. The lysimeter project, Billy didn't really get to talk about that yesterday, and this is a new lysimeter project, mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Well, I think this lysimeter project is one that's going to be required by the DEQ in order to proceed forward with the permitting of the landfill. So this is one of those things that falls into a category of, I don't necessarily call it a mandate, but we don't have a choice in doing it.
So is this something that's going to be every year, or is it every once in a while?
Those things come about if DEQ says you need to do this, you need to do that.
Okay.
If they do it successfully, it should last for years.
Okay. So it is a capital project.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this pit liners? Is that what are we talking about with lysimeter?
Well, that measures the
water quality
under the landfill.
After it's come out, how well you have, filtered it. When it leaves the landfill.
So
there's a drilling operation that goes on to test the groundwater.
They drill a hole in the ground, and the idea is to find out if you're contaminating the groundwater. Because of the landfill, and they require that to happen.
How deep do they have to go down?
I don't know. Can't remember.
One of the things that Billy's trying to do with the DEQ is get them to allow him to raise the depth of the pits that we're doing. And if they, and the DEQ guy evidently is coming around, if that happens, the amount of money that we're going to save in the next 5 years is astronomical, rather than having to build a brand new pit, which is very expensive.
And we have money in
Yeah, we have money.
We don't have to get to it.
Right, but we, Billy's been working on this big time.
Extends the life of the pit.
Absolutely.
So I think this is one of those requests that it's not an option.
All right, Forest Service scheduling, is that something that we're going to need to fund based on that conversation from?
The way that typically works with Schedule A, they have the money. Mm-hmm. We don't fund it ourselves. They give us the money. We hire somebody to do the work.
Okay, so that'll be something that comes up, and then we.
Yeah, and I think what we, I think we have to.
Is that?
I think we pay and then get reimbursed. Mm-hmm. I think is how that works.
Yes. Okay. So my question is, I don't recall how far back. Beginning of the year, Don came to us and we did put money in there from him. Do you recall for that project?
Yeah.
Where is that reflected? Is that just?
Is that the $4,200?
I believe it was way. It was $75,000, wasn't it? I'm just wondering where that's.
I don't remember.
Reflected.
Yeah, because you're talking about that Monument Ridge.
Yeah, and then the fire. It was.
We did some road work.
There was
there in
the. It's Billy and Don are currently still working on it, but he did put in, if I recall, $75,000. So. I don't know where that's reflected in this situation.
It's not reflected anywhere in my books that I know about.
So do we need to, how would that typically work? If they give us the money, or if we front the money, then we have to have a budget line item to pay it out of, right? And then replenish that fund when we get reimbursed.
That's how I am. I'm not sure.
So do we need to create something for that, or how did we do it before?
If we don't know what it is, if there's a line item for it, then so we can run it in the negative until we know what it is, and then fund it.
So was this a sufficient line item for Service Schedule A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then let's just leave it for now.
I agree.
I would prefer to do that rather, if it's passed through.
It's passed.
Then it doesn't reflect in our operating budget, and then we spend it, and then we reimburse it back to that account, and it goes to zero. So
currently, it's coming to me. This $22,000 that was here in 2018 was for the Lakeside Road, and they've rolled it and graded it, and rented rollers and done the mag work, and that leaves that account at $4,000. I do recall that. So. This current pasture money was for the lake from Rob.
I think you're probably right. I think you're right.
So, Schedule A, explain that to me. Schedule A, tell me Schedule A. I understand from what it is, but why is it Schedule A? What?
That's a term the Forest Service uses. It's their term, not ours. And they call it a Schedule A agreement. And based on their authority to work with local governments, they can put money, contribute money through a Schedule A agreement. It's like a MOU. And then they will, it's basically works like a grant. They'll put money in the hopper, and it only applies, to my knowledge, only applies to road work for Schedule A. And they put money in the hopper. We do the road work, or we hire somebody to do it. We contract for somebody to do it, and then we get reimbursed, I think is how it works.
Okay, yes. So we're paying for it, but they're going to reimburse it.
Right.
When it's
and the idea being, in almost every case, a local government, we can go out to the local contractors, contract, do the work. If they do it through the federal process, it costs just about twice the money to do a mile of road maintenance as it does the county. And that's why this process was created, to get more work done for a given amount of money.
But John, it's a private sector that gets the work,
yes,
not the government.
Well, that's up to us. I mean, we could.
Whether we do it or contract.
You know, if we wanted to go haul a few loads of road base to fix a bridge washout or a culvert washout, we can do that. But typically, if it's a maintenance project, well, we'll contract with somebody to do it.
The example on this one, Lakeside Road.
Right.
The town has the maintenance on that. So the town went up and used their motor grader. They rented a roller, and dustbusters come in and magged it. So all that come out of that agreement at that time was the roller rental and the mag spraying from Dustbusters.
And that's the $4,200.
That's what's left in that account, and they've done it twice.
I see. Okay.
Now, is that $4,200 that was year-to-date spent came out of the 2018 budget? There's nothing in it for 19.
There was nothing budgeted for that. Let me see.
We haven't received any more Schedule A money, to my knowledge.
Well, what I'm saying is we've spent $4,200, but where did that come from if we didn't budget it?
It came out of the Schedule A fund. That federal money that they put in. But where is that account at? I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Where is that account?
It would make you think we still got $4,200 that could be used to maybe pay for some.
That was what was expended last year.
Yeah, right. It would make you think there's $18,000 somewhere.
No. Well, it's confusing because if there was $22,000 in 2017-18, that's 2 years running. But that money, if there's any left over, it seems like it would have been carried over in the budget of last year, and it's not.
I'm pretty sure the way we did that was I'll have to go back and look, but we paid the bills and ran it in the negative until we got the money back.
But we have got the money back, I think. I don't know, but it's just not reflected.
Well, Emily would know that. But this year, so we weren't anticipating anything this year, and they did spend it on.
So I guess based on what you're saying, we don't need to put any money in that account. It just wait till it comes to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the prior discussion when Rob was here a couple of weeks ago, we have probably another Schedule A stuff coming.
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't put money in that account.
We don't. But this is an account that, if we will need to allocate at some point, if they approve it.
Here, so that we have a place to spend the money and receive the money.
Right.
When we get the money back, we'll do a budget adjustment, making that count zero. Because
so basically, we run it in the negative till we get reimbursed.
And then we know what
we're okay.
So we don't actually
put
money
in
into it.
Right. Okay.
It's just there.
Okay, so the $4,200 is a negative number then?
It's what we spent year to date.
It's what we spent.
But we haven't been reimbursed for that.
No, we have been.
I don't know. I can check and see.
Yeah, you're
Emily either gets the money or Tracy gets the money. Okay. And then...
Because I remember paying the bills on that.
So chances are that $4,200 needs to go up.
No.
If we've got reimbursed.
I think we ought to give Carrie some time to look into that one.
Yeah, we need to check that out, see what the deal is.
Thank you, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So nothing is budgeted in that because it's pass-through money.
Okay.
Next is Learning Center. They requested $22,000 more.
I'm fine with keeping it last year's request.
I am too.
Mm-hmm.
Because of those numbers. I mean,
well.
Okay. All right. Discovery Center.
If you guys disagree, speak up.
Well, they requested how much more?
$22,000 more was their request.
Well, I don't have it on my. I just have the same.
I know, but it was.
Was that for the one-time playground stuff?
No, this is actually a whole different. Learning Center, and I don't know why it's on here, but when they came to us, their request was $22,000.
I didn't see it on their request. I thought the request was the same, so I didn't put it in your budget.
Your numbers reflect the way it should be.
But it should be $242,000.
That was a request.
That's their request. Request.
Okay. Are you okay, Doug, with holding them at the line?
Yeah. Okay, Discovery Center 75, no change there.
No, I don't.
Scholarship 98.
No change.
Okay. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they were requesting 30, and my recommendation is we wait and make sure until they make matches, and then we reimburse them from there. Or we give them $3,000 per match.
Up to 10 matches.
Okay.
Because we put a cap on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's anticipating that they have two matches.
Yeah.
Okay. The Roosevelt fire damage. We spend $1,000 a month on that communication truck from Dave Smith while we don't have a tower.
All right.
So I didn't know how long we were going to have that truck up there.
Until the tower is completed.
Right. So max that would be 12 months. So the most we would spend would be 12 months.
8 more months, yeah. Because the concrete bid we just released with Adams.
Yeah.
So they're on it.
Yeah. So that's where that is. Nobody, the sheriff's department didn't want to pay for that truck, and the fire department didn't want to pay for that truck, and then they're like, well, Carrie, there's a general account for fire damage, and that's where that should be. So that's where we're paying it from.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
So that's a new one.
All right. The visitor center, tell me what to do.
Okay, so, Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
I had conversations with Matt yesterday, and as Joel recommended yesterday, if the town put in $10,000, we would stay at the 28, right?
Mm-hmm. Or anybody, not so much the town. Anybody.
If there was any contribution of $10,000.
Could come out of tourism dollars, could come to the town.
So, yesterday, the PTTC is...
The town of Pinedale.
It's no different than our rec board. The money comes from the town of Pinedale. It's a town tax. It's town collected. It's town distributed.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, the town has contributed $10,000 this year, which would put us at that 28.
But didn't they contribute some of that last year?
Yes, I believe they did.
Contribution.
Yeah,
some of that. Yeah.
And I guess my question was, is out of that, and I'll exaggerate now, $200,000 that has been cooped through the lodging tax, $10,000 is not very much.
Yeah, but what he was explaining to us yesterday, this is just general numbers, there's 10% of the amount.
I understand that.
10% of the 200 would be 20, so in essence they're putting in half of what they're allowed to for administrative costs.
But
between that and the administrator, the town's paying, that percentage is met because of the $10,000 they're putting there and the other part.
But is that administrative costs, or when you talk about pamphlets, you talk about all of this kind of stuff? I just don't understand it, because where does the rest of that money go?
I don't know what it's earmarked for. I don't know whether that's the town's money.
Advertising, as you come into the state of Wyoming, big signs that say,
well, I
Wyoming.
My comment there is the town did, in essence, contribute $10,000, which puts us at maintaining our 28 according to that agreement.
I was looking for new money. As you know, additional contribution was the purpose of, in my mind.
Okay, so I'll just throw out, I'm okay with the 28.
Well, I think we do need to leave, we need to budget to 28, so if we get the money, we've got it to give.
That's kind of putting, you can budget it, but I don't want to be the police of the visitor center on whether or not they got their grant. You know what I mean?
So I'll give another analogy. Go after you, sir.
Do I send them the check every month or not?
After having an incomplete night of rest last night, because numbers dancing through my head, and it wasn't sugar plums, thinking about this, for this year, recognizing a couple of things, recognizing that the visitor center is facing critical times moving forward. In terms of their director and personnel, recognizing that they're going to be trying to do something in terms of putting out an RFP and trying to move forward with a plan, and recognizing, at least in their request, they showed evidence of trying to broaden their activities with South County to really reflect more of a county visitor center. My position is, I'm okay with leaving the $28,000 in for this year, giving them a year to straighten it out, see what they can do according to their plan, and then address it next year, rather than taken in the confusion of, we put in the 10,000, how do we account for it, line item. I thought about that discussion yesterday. So bottom line, after 45 minutes of loss of sleep, I think that I'll probably be in favor of that.
Okay. So Title 25.
Wait a minute, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, wait.
Does everybody have to have an opinion?
Everybody has a vote.
We have to have a consensus.
I'm kidding.
Consensus.
I'm with Joel on, I was looking for new money, but I'm also with Tom on the what you guys are talking about. So I'm in favor of leaving the 28.4 in there, hoping that there's new money coming in there. But if only $5,000 comes in, or $2,500 comes in because that's all they can find, I have no problems funding them for a year. But letting them know
they're working on it
because in the last 2 years we had no problems instantly saying you're cut $10,000, and the young lady left the room crying. And I think we gave them a glimmer of hope. Oh yeah, Doug, yeah, this is it. Yeah, she did.
She was crying. She was mad.
Well, a little bit of both.
Temper.
She was mad. But anyway, I have no problems with
that. On their behalf, they've separated the books, which was our main content. We didn't know where our money was going. We didn't know what it was doing. So they have separated the books from the two entities that are operating out of that building, and it has become a lot clearer to us where our money is and what it's being used for. Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I was of the belief going in, and I think I see some expansion, but I was pretty much of the belief that it was a Pinedale Visitor Center, and I thought we should see new money coming from some of the businesses, and maybe they do that. I don't know. But what does that mean, Tom? Probably not.
No, go ahead. I don't know. I just.
But if there's anybody that does take advantage from a monetary standpoint, it's going to be this locale here. And it sounds like they're getting ready to do more on the south end of the
country. Yeah, that's their plan. And I think we give them the opportunity and see, and maybe that'll be what comes forward, and we can measure that, I think, next year at this time.
Sounds like it's time to move on.
During running in the campaign, the biggest question was economic development. What are you going to do as an individual county commissioner? Well, this is maybe our contribution to economic development. Rather than take it away, we're adding to it. But I don't know. You know.
Okay.
So,
let's move on.
Okay. Title 25. Is that on yours?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
We budgeted 65,000 last year. Mike Crossan said that he would anticipate 90. I suggest just leave it the same.
And if it's more, we're going to have to come up with the money anyway. That's another one of those things. We don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with it being in the general fund. I understand that it's not part of their daily operations. So, okay.
I don't agree with it being in a general fund. I think I'm fine with leaving it at 65, but I think it ought to be in the budget.
I think we've already talked about that. I think we've already.
We did.
Yeah.
I have one question, and this is the confusion in my part. We're at 65,000, and all of the sudden, it goes up 30,000. Where does that money come from?
Budget transfer.
But a budget transfer from where?
Depreciation reserve.
Okay.
Which account?
See, that's the part I'm very confused on.
It can either come from the equipment reserve or the other reserves.
So you can take it out of any reserve.
You can take it out of anywhere. Okay.
And
very
this
good.
Is a huge potential in terms of likelihood that this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could double. It could only go up 30,000. Who knows? We have no control
sure.
over it. but it's an increased concern.
But see, in this general fund budget, a line item can be negative as long as the bottom line stays positive. So at the end of the year, if it's a couple thousand dollars in the negative on that line item, but we're still $100,000 in the positive on
the general
workers'
fund
comp,
yeah,
we don't need to make a budget adjustment.
Right.
Okay. Isn't that true of the line items on the departments too?
We make budget adjustments on the line items when something gets like reimbursed or funded. We make sure it goes back to that line item. So
where do you prefer to see the $65,000?
I think it should be in the general fund. It's not a daily operating expense of the county attorney's office. And that's what we've said that we're trying to standardize across the county, is that the budget represents your operating expense. This is something we have to pay, like lysimeter.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
What it ultimately comes down to is, we're going to shove a lot of this stuff in your lap anyway. And it would appear to me, with this one, if you're more comfortable with it in one spot than the other, that's where it should be.
They're still going to approve the vouchers and research, and then we'll pay it out of just changing line item number. And it also, on something like that, I will have to look at it as well. So you have two sets of eyes looking at these vouchers, these big things, which I think is important. Okay?
Okay.
Camera upgrade, that's just a carryover. Expenses from your couple years ago, we haven't spent anything and we're not anticipating anything. It just has to be there for a little bit.
Oh, I thought we were below Title 25. I thought we were going to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine might be a little bit different.
Yeah, we've got the remodel conservation district.
Oh, okay. That is finished. We're finished spending money on that.
So is there any other late coming bills coming in, or is that?
There might be the retainage coming in, but I didn't budget. It'll come before we finish everything.
Okay.
Up.
So we're actually $100,000 under? What's been paid out? If you got $450 budget and we paid out
$445.
Huh?
We paid out $445.
Oh, because mine says $347. Yeah,
$347.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yours, mine is the most current.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
what we're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden
that bucket got lower, didn't it?
I was looking for a hole in the bucket.
We still have the retainage to pay.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, this translator grant, this is the rural TV, I think, that we pay every year. So there was some money left over from something else, and that it's, I just found out from Tracy a couple days ago that this is money like that 4-H money that was a grant one time that didn't get used. So we'll figure out how to get it either back or something. But
yeah,
it's not anything.
But it helps the bottom line in terms of having positive and negative if we get over on Title 25.
Right.
It does. Okay. So the numbers that you're talking about are the 28.8 or
And let me see what that 901.
This is for the rural TV.
No,
let me make
that
sure.
Comes out of so let's talk about that then. If it's for the rural TV, the rec board's also funding that. Remember that?
Well,
sure.
Yeah, but this is grant money that was put in.
Oh. Okay.
Let me make sure that this isn't a mistake.
I'm not even sure what that is.
What, the grant money?
The translator grant. I'm not sure what it is.
I think. Yeah, I don't know what the grant.
Might be transmitter.
No, it's for that. Translator station on Ross Butte.
Do you remember, Kat, what it was
for?
Yeah,
it's the money that Jane Wardell had gotten lined up years ago, and it is a grant. And so some years they don't use anything, and some years Eddie goes up and fixes things and spends a couple of thousand. So it's just, it's been getting smaller, you know, but it's in very small increments. But that's what it is.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So the 28.8 that I'm looking at here.
That must be the balance remaining in the grant.
It's passed through money again. It's not necessarily our money. We're just holding it for that grant.
For Eddie to do whatever work he needs to do in that translator station.
Yeah, no, I know it. I look at it a lot. There's one over there on the.
There's one on the.
There's
one.
Yeah.
Okay, fairgrounds expansion, Big Piney Airport building. Okay, fairgrounds expansion. That was some. We don't have anything in there for this year.
Is that the pole barn thing that they were doing?
No, because that's in their projects. It might have in the difference between paying bills and budgeting things. I usually take it out of their fairgrounds projects line item, and it might have got budgeted here for that last year, but either way, it might have been budgeted twice. Or we were expensing it out of their projects that was overfunded or whatever, but we don't have anything planned this year for that. Yeah. The Big Piney Airport building, we budget 1,000, and we spent 786 this year. So I guess just leave that the same.
Did they request 1,000?
That's the airport board. That's separate. I don't know what. Let me see what this was for.
Because if I'm not mistaken, I think it was for that. Was that for the pole barn or whatever?
No,
that was a lot more than that.
To put the equipment in.
Yeah.
And that never happened.
No.
But it may have been what we paid Todd to help him on that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to see what that expense was?
Yeah.
Or not?
What's that? Cat?
Be good to know, but I don't think.
I'm back on the fairgrounds expansion thing.
Just
provide a little bit of history. And it's in your State of the County report from last year.
Cat's book?
It's not what it's called.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
So, a separate allocation of 63 grand remains in the budget for expansion of the fairgrounds. This is a carryover item from previous budgets, and the commission currently has no plans for further expansion of the fairgrounds. But what happened is they were looking at the possibility of getting another section of land there, right next to the fairgrounds on the same side of the road. Years ago, I'm not even sure, it was a part of a historic trail thing that they were looking at. Anyway, it kind of fell apart, but that money has just been getting rebudgeted every year, so it might be a good thing to just, you know, let it die off.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's zeroed out.
Yeah.
But thanks for that.
This is the first time that it's been zeroed out, though.
Thanks for that.
So.
Good. Appreciate it.
So that 686 was to Forest Grin. They did some kind of
that's for the analogy on the pole barn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the question is, do we need it in the budget this year?
Well, if you're wanting to do some kind of consulting something for them, we need to keep that line item.
Well, yeah, I'll keep the line item in there. That's right.
It'll be more than that.
Yeah, sure. Put the line item there.
Broadband, not funded.
So does there need to be the carryover of what's left in that contract?
We'll just pay that bill for this year and
be done.
Yeah.
Is this broadband, is that the CTC contract?
I'm pretty sure we're done with CTC, unless there's some unusual thing that pops up, which is the only reason I hung on to that. And I don't foresee anything there, but...
Well, as far as the line item goes, the contract is still good to the end of the year. And it still has $21,000 in it.
But what line item will that come
that
out?
We didn't do a budget transfer. And if we need to, we will.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Okay, so I have no concern there.
The Pregnancy Resource Center is passed through TANF money.
Yeah.
Predator board?
I think as we discussed yesterday, we're gonna leave the request at 60,000, which should be reasonable to cover there.
We could go to zero.
We're doing so well.
I'm just going.
Veteran services, that's money that we spend.
That's Billy Hamby.
That's the VSO?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to bring up what we're talking about veterans, and it not to do with this year's budget really, but they ran out of room on the, where they put the names of the veterans on the monuments.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And I expect within maybe the next year, the VFW is going to be coming to us wanting some funding to put up another monument, or some help with putting up another monument.
I've also been approached on that, and I said, put your numbers together and bring it to us.
Well, that's what I told Jim Washam, is the one that talked to me. And see, the county paid for that back in about 2007.
Okay.
And it was, we put a lot of money into that thing. It was like 700,000 maybe. It was pricey. But anyway, something to keep in mind for the future.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, home-based family services is another part of TANF that goes to High Country Behavior Health. They have a percentage of their people that we don't know who they are or what they are, but that qualify for that, and it's pass-through money. Okay, Happy Endings, they got $950 last year. They haven't spent any this year, and that's for that spay-neuter thing.
How come there's no movement in there?
I think they, I don't know.
They didn't come in with a request this year?
Nope.
Let's just zero it out.
Let's zero it out.
Okay.
Saves a half a drop.
Almost hit it. At the bottom of an empty pail.
Yeah, right.
Oh, this is the one that. The next one, Holly might be.
This is for Holly.
Yeah, this is.
You want to vote on this, Holly?
These guys have been working on talking about damn law.
Well, what's this?
It'll all be gone, and then what are we going to do?
Okay, Skyline Rocks. I'm not real familiar with what all that is, so I just left it the same. And you don't need to explain.
Good. Let's move on.
If you're fine with it being the same, mm-hmm. Okay? All right.
So is that money we're spending on rocks? What is that?
That's probably money that we're spending for them to administer.
Engineering.
Yeah, that's goes to Rio Verde.
I can clarify this. Rio Verde charges $1.50 a ton for the rocks, so the money from that collection comes into this account. And then we pay Rio Verde for the administration fees.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an incoming and outgoing on that. We're not paying.
Okay.
Well, so far, yeah, as long as we can keep it at that.
And it appears to be working well.
Yeah, so we'll just leave it there.
Van Vleck, they requested 45.
We talked about
that. We had that discussion.
Yeah. I hope they do come back with some kind of working solution, mm-hmm. We can revisit, but soil conservation, their standard request and funding. Coalition of Governments, that's the thing that you guys belong to. Lind Pit, I don't know that Billy really got to talk about that yesterday either, but I assume it's still a priority.
Yes, I don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
I'm not either. Lind Pit.
Well, it'll be a gravel pit.
What's he need money for a gravel? I mean, is he wanting to purchase another one? Or what?
I have no idea.
Why don't we take a break? I'll give him a call.
Okay.
We'll take a 5-minute break. I'll call him and see what that's about.
That's good to have a break. I can now stand it.
Oh.
So, your bucket's empty, Doug.
Now let's look at that bucket. Look at the bucket.
So where are we?
I'm gonna let you know right now. Summary, $4,000 up.
That'll get us lunch and cocktails.
I had way fun thinking of headlines.
Oh no!
Carrie, I did not shut the machine off.
Oh, okay. I will.